Hello, Pickers! You're listening to Pick a Struggle! And for this episode, I am joined again by my friends Krija, Liz, and AJ. Ano yun si AJ?
Ano
yun? Last episode. Maghi naman kayo.
Hello!
Hello!
Ayan. Hello. So today, pag-uusapan namin kung kasalanan ba talaga ng Apple kung bakit lahat ng bagay ay wireless na. So, ano naramdaman nyo nung nilabas ng iPhone? Nilabas ng Apple yung iPhone 10. Kasi di ba wala ng, headphone jack. Tapos, parang gusto nilang gawin na wireless na lahat, di ba? So, ano naramdaman nyo doon? AJ, ikaw. Sige, mauna ka dahil ikaw yung nasa billing ngayon eh.
Dahil dun sa wire, sa pagkawala ng wire.
Naka AirPods ka ba ngayon?
As someone with AirPods right
hindi.
Now.
Hindi. This isn't AirPods. Ano siya?
Okay.
Parang AirPods.
Yan. Explain yourself. Okay.
Definitely, I didn't like it. Hanggang ngayon, ano pa rin ako? Parang, at on the fence. Parang ayaw kong, gusto ko wired. And I like my gadgets. Now, I mean, in terms of, hindi naman wired, but in terms of the, ulit.
Kaya man.
Ulit.
Go.
So, ano na feel ko nung nabas yung bago iPhone? Definitely, I didn't like it. Hanggang ngayon, gusto ko pa din yung wired, especially in terms of music and earphones. So, medyo nag-spend ako ng some amount. Modest amount sa hi-fi gears.
Sige, so, magkano yung modest amount?
O, hindi naman mahal.
Para lang malino tayo dito.
Yung pinakamahal kong earphones, I think, is nasa 2.3, ganyan, 2.5, nasa ganun. So, parang, hindi naman siya, modest yan. So, parang, hindi, okay. Tapos kung yung phone ko is not wired, hindi ko magagamit yung binili kong earphones. So, yun lang.
Tama nga naman. Gets naman. Ikaw ba, Krija? Ay, hindi. Wag natin unahin si Krija. Wag natin isun si Krija. Si Liz muna kasi meron akong intro kay Krija. Ayan. Si Liz muna. Liz, ikaw, bilang hindi ka pa... bilang potentially bibili ka ng iPhone, ano yung nararamdaman mo with things na wireless na? Like wireless charging, wireless earphones, wireless... Ang daming wireless. Ayoko na magbanggit. Ayan.
I think yung pinakaunang experience ko with like, kunyari, biglang magpalit ng from wired to wireless earphones. Ay, nung nasira yung pinakaluma kong cellphone, okay. Nasiraan ng
yung
headphone.
Yung Sony ba to?
So, naturally, kailangan, yung Sony, yung Xperia. So, nung nasira yung headphone jack niya, parang, sobrang, ayoko bumili ng bagong phone, kasi pwede naman ako mag-Bluetooth. So, bumili akong Bluetooth earphones. So, since then, parang, okay, nasanay ako mag-Bluetooth earphones. Tapos, nung nagpalit din ako ng phone, wala na siyang headphone jack.
Yes!
Naki-ride na siya dun sa... Naki-ride na siya sa trend. Hindi siya iPhone na. Pero naki-ride na siya sa trend nung walang headphone jack. So parang, okay, at least hindi na ako kailangan bumili ng bagong ng mga
earphones
and bagong set.
Kasi tsaka nasanay ka na din eh. Pero nasanay sobrang, ka na din na Bluetooth connection, na, ganyan.
Stockholm syndrome. pero nasanay na ako na may wireless akong dala. Pero lagi akong, hindi ako nag-invest on yung pang-commute na wireless. Kasi sobrang parang nakakapraning mag-commute ng may mamahaling wireless earphones. Kasi pwede kang, alam mo yun, pwede siyang higitin sa... Ewan ko, may anxiety ako over
nangihigit ng earphones from me.
Ito yung parang nangihigit ng...
Oh, sa kya po. Gagi.
Oo.
Naka-witness na ako noon. Sobrang, mami, bababa na ako ng jeep. Sabi ko talaga. college ako. Grabe.
Oo. Nakawin ba yung ganun? Pero yun yung naisip ko. Pero pag charging, hindi ko alam. Pero yung feeling ko ay... Wala, bibili na naman ako ng set para i-support yung charging nitong gadget na to dahil lang hindi niya supported.
Gets naman. Gets ko yun. Pero alam mo, Liz, hindi naman matatanga yung tenga kapag hinugot mo yung earphone sa tenga. So parang...
hindi yung tenga pa yung concern ko. Yung binayad ko para dun sa... hindi na usable
just
yung isa
sure,
kapag
wala yung isa. O nga, baka kasi mapigta, sabi ko nga, diba? Okay, sige. Tanungin naman natin yung merong bagong iPhone. Ayan. Si Krisha. Krisha, ikaw, kumusta yung experience mo since heavily, I think naka MagSafe charger yung ano, yung iPhone mo, di ba?
Oh, syempre hindi ako gumagamit ng MagSafe. Ano pa rin ako? Deconnect pa rin ako.
Wala, kasama ba yun?
Wala.
Ah, ano lang yun? Additional
box, yeah,
accessory lang
siya. Yeah, the box literally just comes with the phone and a charger. And the charger connect, as in hindi siya MagSafe.
Okay.
As in, di ba normally, pag bibili ka ng iPhone, may kasama siyang earphones pa before, tapos yung charger pa. Ngayon, wala nang earphones kasi
box
wala
na
nang pagsaksakan.
Tech review talaga tong episode na to. No? Hindi po to tech review. Gusto lang namin na pagchichikahan. Drop test. Di mo, ayoko, hindi ko gagawin sa cellphone ko yun. isang taon pa to. Ayun. So, generally speaking, yung experience mo with wireless, hindi ka pa gano nakaka-experience ng wireless?
No. Actually, kasi even when the iPhone X came out, hindi rin ako... Yeah. Kasi when the iPhone X came out, but that was the same time nag-release yung Face ID. And I wasn't in there yet. Like, I was still using yung regular na may home button.
Touch ID.
Yun. Uh-oh. Parang at the time when it came out, kakabili ko pala ng iPhone 8. So, I did not ride into that.
Okay.
But iPhone 8 was also one of those phones na nagpalit sila ng iPhone jack. Kasi diba, it used to be like a very, very small na sinasaksak.
Bulog lang. Yung regular headphone jack.
Yeah. Tapos diba, and then pagdating sa iPhone 8, naging ano na siya, yung...
Lightning. Seven
pala, yun. So, I was still adjusting to that instead of adjusting to the wireless life. So, parang, up until now, like, I'm very much still into the wired life. Except, pag... kaya mag-workout ako, yan. Doon ako okay mag-wireless.
Wired. So, may ginagamit mo na parang... ginagamit mo ngayon for your workouts ay wireless or hindi?
Yes, wireless. Pero, headset.
Headset.
As in headphones.
Di ba? Oh, actually, di ba mabigat? Habang tumatalon, jump rope, di ba? Habang tumatalon ka, ganyan.
Magaan lang. But syempre, yung pipiliin mo yung hindi mabigat, di ba? So, yun.
Tama. Oh my God, sobrang side note. Kahapon, minessage ko si Liz. Nag-workout ako. Tapos, sabi ko sa kanya, kung naikinig kayo ng K-pop, sabi ko sa kanya, bakal lang yung song, yung Paint the Town ng Luna, bakal gym song siya, guys. Maniwala kayo sa akin, bakal gym siya. Yun yung mga pinapatugtog sa bakal gym, maniwala kayo.
Yes.
Promise. Pero yun, ingay kasi, sabi ko, okay, nice. Eh, nakakape pa ako, sobrang secure. Pump ako, ganyan. Tontuwa pa ako, yun. Tapos, bala ko na tumakbo after ng recording. So, parang, papakinggan ko naman yung Paint the Town mamaya. Bakal gym din. Yun. But anyway, so, I guess, pwede nating sabihin na, right now, yung pagbili ng wireless is more of convenience for most of us. Parang, hindi naman necessarily kasi kapag convenient. Eto, hindi. Actually, yun. Convenient kapag wireless. Pero, ang tanong ko sa inyo is, do you go for convenience or do you go for the cheap option? Yun yung actual question ng episode na to. At hindi to tech review. Okay. So, I guess I can start kasi hindi ako nag-contribute dun sa iPhone. Dun sa iPhone 10 keme. Pero yun, for me, actually convenience din ako kasi magastos ako. I don't mind kung hindi ako kumain basta may maganda akong cabinet. Kaka-check out ko lang ng bagong upuan kanina kasi mas maganda yung upuan na binili ko kaysa sa upuan ko ngayon. Tsaka kasi sira yung sahig. So parang sa akin. Tsaka kasi apart from that, yung upuan na binili ko sa IKEA ko binili. Yay, open na yung checkout sa IKEA. Bili kayo, sobrang mura. yung binili ko kasing chair, mas mataas siya dun sa table or parang adjustable siya dun sa sa height ng table. So parang dapat daw kasi hindi mas mababa yung kamay mo dun sa table. So parang dapat kung ito yung keyboard mo ito sa camera. And then, kung yung keyboard mo ay let's say nasa bandang dibdib mo, dapat daw mas mataas doon yung ano kamay mo, parang nakaganyan. Yeah. Oo, yun pala yun, yung tamang ergonomics daw. So bumili ako ng chair na yun. So I guess convenience kahit mahal siya. Hindi siya mura ha. Hindi mura yung binili kong chair. Pero maganda siya. So I guess for me it's always convenience. Tsaka yung aircon ko wireless. Smart aircon siya actually. Sabi ko, sige kahit gano'ng kamahal to, bibilin ko kasi gusto ko yung feeling na nasa labas pa lang ako, pinapalamig ko na yung kwarto ko. Okay, ayun lang. But anyway, kayo ba? Anong nararamdaman nyo? Like, do you go for convenience or the cheap option?
Sino mauuna?
Ay, oo nga, bubunot pala ako. Sige, ikaw na mauna. Oo pala. Okay, sige. Tumawa kayo ah. Okay, Krisha, ikaw muna.
Sige, sige. Okay. I think for me, like, for standard, like, most things, I go for the cheaper option. Just because I know you can have convenience and still get it for cheap. You just have to know where to look.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, there are some exceptions. There are some exceptions for me na I'd go for convenience over cheap.
Okay, tulad na.
Very select. Like, as in, if you're gonna buy, let's say, furniture.
Mm.
Maybe not furniture. Furniture kasi kaya pa bumili ng cheap eh. But let's say, if you're going for gadgets, kunyari. So, kaya pag iPhone, Android. Mm-hmm. Like, earlier this year, I got a new computer yan. So, I moved from a laptop to a desktop.
And okay.
Ang ginawa ko...
Nakaima ka na?
Hindi. Yan yun. Isipin mo na kaimak ako.
Okay.
Pero I'm not. I'm actually using a Mac Mini. Pero gumagamit ako ng LG.
Nice. Okay.
So, it was a cheaper option for me as compared to getting an iMac. iMac would have been more convenient kasi one setup lang siya, mabilis. And that's it. That's all
less
I have
wires.
To do. Less wires. Pero, this in general was a cheaper setup for me. So, I went for something cheaper. So, in the end, naging mas convenient siya for me kasi I was able to save money. And it's a cheaper option pa. So, parang for me, cheap is always the rule. But if you're going cheap, research ka muna. Always do your research.
Always do your research. Yun yung, maaga yung takeaway niya, guys. Always
do your research. Sorry.
Hindi, okay lang. Okay. Bunot ka kasi yun sa sunod.
Easy.
Yes. Red, ano pala to? Stand-up meeting. Okay.
Depends on the thing. Parang, hearing what Chris just said, I think I'm kind of like that also. There are things na I would happily go the expensive route if it means quality. I guess yun yung appliance, some furnitures. Kasi parang ayoko naman every year bumibili ako ng aircon, diba? So parang bili na lang tayo na medyo mahal. Tas, or ref, diba? Na medyo mahal. Tas, di ko na siyang iisipin at paproblemahin masyado, diba? Kasi parang...
True.
So, I guess, yes, convenience. Kasi you pay also for the convenience of not being hassled by repairs, breakdowns, ganyan. Mm. Pero, I also thought of car, for example. Ako, I would buy...
Yes, bumibili ng sasakyan.
Oo nga eh.
Car collector.
Hindi. Okay, not that. But parang ako, I would go... Siyempre, convenient option is to buy a brand new car. Pero I think it's wiser to buy second hand. Specifically, yung kotse. So, yeah, it's a different... So, it really depends on the thing or item that we're talking about.
Yeah. I think there's a specific subset. I mean, if I could add, I think there's a specific subset of things na you go for convenience over cheap.
Yes.
Kasi feel ko, pag cheap, it's so easy to find cheap things kasi capitalism, people just, you know, buy, and people just sell and repeat the same things again and again. I mean, Shopee, if you, let's say, Google, or if you look on Shopee, let's say, mechanical keyboard, they'll sell the exact same thing, some even cheaper than others, and people normally go for the cheaper option. But then there are some things that you really want to go for, like convenience talaga. So actually, sabi nga ni Aegis correct. Kunyari, pag appliances, yan, you don't go for cheap, you go for one, the things that are, as in, alam mong tatak, matibay talaga.
May ano, merong parang sigurado ka na dun sa brand, parang gano'n.
Oo, like, alam mo yung, you know, they're normally go-to brands talaga, pag electric fan, 3G, or like,
yes.
Kanobishi, yes, name drop!
Let's play a game! Okay, sige ha. Sige, ano na yung, mga buisit kayo, naglaro pa tayo sa podcast na to. Sige, ano na yung isip nyo kapag ano, bote na inuman ng tubig?
Hydro Flask.
Okay. Yes, sobrang Atenea nun. Ako yung akin, ano, yung, ano, Kool-Aid, oh, hindi ko alam, hindi ko na maana. Coleman.
Oh,
Coleman, oh. Oh, yun yung Hydro Flask ng 90s.
Good brand din yan, ah. That's also actually a good brand. It's not a cheap brand also.
Oh, eto. Lalagyan ng pagkain.
Lock and lock.
Mm, my God,
sa akin Tupperware.
Yung totoong Tupperware na.
Ano
yung totoong Tupperware, hindi yung Tupperware na Colgate na laging close up.
Yung kapag ipinahiram ng, ano, pag ipinahiram mo sa kapitbahay, kakadukin mo siya kinabukasan kasi baka mamaya hindi niya ibalik.
Or pag yun yung ginamit mo pang baonan, tapos nawala mo sa school, lagot ka sa nanay mo.
Lagot sa nanay mo, oo. Ano pa ba? Kape. Yung instant coffee, 3-in-1.
Old Town?
Bakit kape? Oh, yun.
Tama naman, that's cafe. Oh, ano sa'yo, AJ? Ano sa'yo?
Old Town!
Anong tamang sagot?
Ano? Old Town.
Ano yun?
Old Town, oh my God, super sarap sa kape. From Vietnam?
I don't know. HK, Singapore, okay. I'm not sure.
Ba yun?
Uh-oh.
Real, Bibihara.
Eh, nasa Pilipinas tayo, eh. Hindi ko alam.
Hindi, meron na rin.
Let's cafe yung alam ko. Yun. I guess, nakaka-contribute talaga yung brand recall, no? Yung alam, kasi alam na natin yung ano, tsaka brand loyalty din.
Coffee ko brand.
Kasi ako personally, yung electric fan ko, Asahi yung nasa bahay namin. Bata pa lang ako, alam ko ni Asahi. Well, 3D din. Alam ko ni 3D, di pag electric fan. Pero Liz, ikaw naman.
Ay, tapos na ba yung game?
Hindi ka namin nakalimutan. Huwag ka mag-alala. Kasi mga naglaro pa tayo eh. Pero anyway, ikaw Liz, para sa'yo, convenient or cheap?
Depende rin, imi-mirror ko lang yung sinabi ni Krisha. Na parang depende rin sa ako, ano ba yung value ng convenience. Parang same din eh. Kunyari, for you, Riel.
Wag ako, ikaw yun eh. Yung
convenience ng pag-upo mo. And I mean, for me, hindi ako gagastos ng malaki para sa upuan. Kasi parang upuan lang naman siya. And parang madali siyang masira. Masisira man siya. Pero parang kung it's something like, let's say yung table mo or something, or phone, gadget, ganyan. Parang okay lang to spend more. Pero parang may hangganan, may ceiling pa rin ako usually on how to spend. Kunyari, headphones. Gusto ko makinig ng music na magandang quality for
gets.
So, I would spend, pero parang kung something siya na everyday ko gagamitin at may takot nga ako na mawala siya. Parang I would spend less, syempre, or go the cheaper route.
Okay.
Just, ayun, parang ano rin, research din. So usually, kunyari sa Lazada, parang, oy, cheap tong option na to. Pero yung reviews niya, ang daming pangit. Ganun. So, alam ko na hindi ko yung bibilin. At bibilin ko itong medyo mahal. Pero maganda na
yung review.
Same, at yung quality. Oh my God. I super agree. Alam mo yung exact same photo siya. Pero slightly more expensive yung isa. Pero just because mas marami siyang, mas mataas ratings niya, mas marami siyang reviews dun ka. Super agree.
Oh, okay. Gets ko na. So, meron akong another question sa inyo. Ano yung pinakamahal ninyo pero worth it na nabili nyo in your entire life? Ayan. Sige, bubunat ulit ako.
Pinaka-worth it na binili ko.
Dahil nahuli si Liz, si AJ naman yung mauuna. Okay. AJ, ikaw, ano kasi parang nagre-react siya ngayon. Ano yung pinakamahal mong nabili?
Parang nabili. Kasi natin sila yung pinakamahal at pinaka-worth.
Sobrang worth it. Dapat worth it.
Pao na sa isip ko eh.
Ay, grabe. Shout out kay Mona.
Pinaka-worth it.
Okay.
Pero so pinakamahal pero discount ako, hindi ko naisip eh. Pinakamahal at pinaka worth it na nabili ko, wala akong maisip.
Earphones?
Hindi.
Hindi ka ba magastos as a person?
Magastos din, pero okay. Top of mind, pinakamahal ko yata binili aircon, pero doesn't
really. Magkano?
Ay, hindi yung inverter. Nung nasa apartment ako, hindi yung inverter. At yung pinakamura yun. Hindi yung inverter, sabi ko. So, 15? Okay. Actually, it's the cheapest
para. Mura yan.
At hindi yun
cheapest na aircon.
Lumaliit lang. Pero yun, I guess it doesn't answer the question. Kasi, yun yung pinakamahal, pero cheap siya. Hindi siya convenient.
Hindi, pero gets. It still helped, or parang, it still is a way for your day-to-day to be convenient. Ano ba yung English ko? Di ko alam.
Tama naman. Actually, tama ka dun kasi parang hindi ako magaling walang aircon, especially na lang dito sa apartment.
Yes! Kinis naman yan. Lagi naka-aircon. Hindi pwede inaitinitan. Yung ingay ko. ikaw, Krisha, bilang lagi ka maraming Shopee delivery sa office.
Shit! Call out.
Kinancel. Kinall out sa ano, podcast. Sige, go. Explain yourself.
Is it specifically from Shopee or in general?
Then, like, hindi necessarily. Everything naman. Anything naman.
Siguro, yung pinakamahal.
Na worth it, ah. Oo.
Mm-mm. Siguro itong setup ko na to.
Pakita mo sa camera pero podcast, no? Nakakainis. Ano yun? Yung monitor, yung Mac Mini mo.
Yeah, as in, yung everything na. Like, the whole setup gets. In general. Kasi, mm-hmm. parang, the reason and why I wanted to move to this was, parang, sa dati kong work, naka-IMAC kasi kami sa office. Mm-hmm. Tapos, na-miss ko yung feeling of working on a big screen, yung... Right. Ang daming windows na naka-open, pero nanood ako ng Netflix, but I'm also working at the same time. As in, mahilig kasi ko ka nun.
Gangay naman.
Yun na nga, di ba? So, ayun. Parang feel ko ito yung pinaka-worth it. It was also the most expensive thing rin for me. Kasi, pinabayaran ko pa rin sa until now. Via credit card, just so you know. Pero because of it, parang ang laki ng nagawa niya for my productivity, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Gets.
I would agree. Parang kahit ako dun eh, I spent on my setup. Like, I bought a monitor, I bought mechanical keyboard, magandang upuan. Because I want to, like, ma-improve the experience of my working when I'm working. So, yun.
Yung mga exceptions to the cheap, yeah. by the convenience.
Oh, and nag-improve yung ano ko. So, tama yung sinasabi mo real kanina. Kasi dati, sumasakit lang ako kung matagal lang ko computer. Mm-hmm. Ngayon, hindi na at all. When I had, yung okay na yung height difference and everything.
Height ng table.
Height ng table, height ng monitor.
Hindi lang kasi sa likod yung ano yung concern ko sa chair eh. Kasi yung likod ko, parang ang hirap talaga niya ayusin. Pero alam mo yun, parang kailangan ko ng chiropractor. Pero yung height talaga, nakakangawit kasi talaga yep. kapag gumagano na ka. Tapos yung keyboard ko, di ba? So, sobrang hirap. But yeah, how about you, Liz?
Sa akin, feeling ko yung iPad.
Oo nga.
Oh, yeah.
Kasi para sa hindi nakakaalam, nagko-comics po si Liz. Ayan.
Two years ko rin siya binayaran. Kasi, syempre, ayoko rin ng...
Tagar payment. I mean,
mahal. Tinagar ko yung payment para hindi siya masyadong mabigat. Pero, worth it naman. Kasi sobrang bumilis yung pagda-drawing ko. Tapos, ano, yung mahirap kasi before, nung naka-bamboo na tablet lang ako. Parang kailangan kong, every time na mag-iiba ko ng laptop or computer, kailangan ko i-set up lahat ng tools ko doon sa computer na yun. Isasaksak mo pa,
tapos meron pang hiwi. Diba?
Totoo. Tapos yung just to get started, kailangan kong i-set up. Mm-hmm.
Talaga? Brushes mo, ilo-load mo pa.
Pero,
okay. Ilo-load mo
ko, ganyan.
Okay.
So, parang yun yung thing na medyo mahirap before. So, nung nag-iPad ako, parang, okay, lahat na sa Procreate na, tapos o-open ko na lang, tapos I can just get started.
Portable tas, pa?
Wala lang, sobrang, tapos ano na, yung iPad Pro ko na rin, doon na rin ako manonood ng Tama. Netflix or magbabasa ng books.
Oo nga, ang convenient.
Sobrang dami niyang, na, yung binili ko siya for drawing, pero ang dami ko din nakuha for... From it.
So, ang daming ROI.
<You're>
Grabe yung ROI na iPad.
Tapos hanggang ngayon, actually, parang naiinggit nga ako na may bago ng
yung M1, yung M1X iPad. Na iPad.
Yung dumidikit yung Apple sa'yo, Pencil sa'yo ba hindi? Parang naiinggit ako. Hindi, yung version na
daw. Yung first pro na version.
Pero di ba pwede yun? Yung anyway, hindi to tech review. Sorry. I guess kasi mga ano, natrabaho tayo sa tech, kaya yung conversation parang ganun. Pero I hope people would understand na we're just talking about the difference between buying something for your convenience or like you just want to buy something na cheap pero like wouldn't last as much, diba? Or as long. Pero yun nga, meron akong next question for you. So, malayo naman tayo sa ano, physical stuff. Well, physical stuff pa din yung may tatanong ko. Pero, sa pagkain at sa damit, do you go for convenience or do you go for the cheap ones?
Oh.
Pero bago natin yung pag-usapan, let's take a break. Yes. Hindi. Kasi, wow, nagulat kayo, di ba? Nagulat kayo. Meron. Kasi, three episodes ng ads. Ng Pika Struggle nung unang season, hindi ko nalagyan dahil sumali na ako sa bagong, sa collective, di ba? So, dapat may ads talaga.
Mm.
So, yun. But anyway, babalikan tayo agad.
Walang pera.
Ano yun? Promotion ng other podcast dun sa collective. So parang in return, ako naman yung mapapromote nila.
Saya may dadagdag pa ako dun sa ano, convenience na items. Yung
sige, ilalagay natin.
Heater, water heater. Yung Ligo. Yun talaga, I would pay for that. Ay, sorry.
Ay, di ko mag-open nung after the break.
Paano? Okay. Paano ko ipapasok? Sabihin ko, wait lang, Rian, may nakalimutan ako.
Oh, di ba na pa scripted?
Sige.
Ako na mag gawin natin 'to, nakakatawa tayo, sige. Sakyan mo na lang. Okay. Okay, so nagbabalik tayo. Pero bago tayo mag-continue sa next. Nakalimutan ko 'yung sasabihin ko. Bago tayo mag-continue sa next topic, meron daw isisingit si AJ. O go AJ, sabihin mo muna 'yung linya mo.
Wait lang, Riel.
Pero Riel.
So may nakalimutan ako.
Okay, na... sobrang scripted nun, pero sige, banggitin mo na 'yung nakalimutan.
So nakalimutan ako na for me very, I guess, convenient siya and I'm willing to spend money on it, which is 'yung water heater, as in 'yung hot shower.
Agree.
Kaya pala makinis ka.
Wait.
Condition.
Pinabayaran mo yung aircon mo.
Condition talaga
yung
kanyang balat dahil sa aircon at sa water heater.
I've lived before na walang heater as in buhos. Okay naman, sanay naman din nagbuhos. Pero parang I'm at the point in my life na ayoko na bumalik doon.
Get. Ang hirap, no? Ang hirap mag-adjust kapag sanay ka na sa isang bagay na parang...
Mm-hmm.
Nasa sistema mo na kasi siya eh. So yun. Totoo naman. Agree naman ako.
So worth it.
So,
siya.
Yes, may dadagdag ka ba? No lang. Okay. Ayun. Pero yun nga. So, yung tanong ko kanina is, would you go for something convenient or something cheap pag fast food at damit? Actually, dinagdag ko lang yung damit kasi bila ako naalala, yung Shane.
Oh my God.
Sige, doon ko na sisimulan. Sige, ako na magsisimula. Pero kasi, di ba, if I want to go, or parang if I want to buy something stylish, I wouldn't personally go to Shane to that specific shop. Parang natatakot ako mag-attend kasi baka mabigang sponsor na ako, di ba? Delete episode? Delete ka episode, di ba? Hindi eh. Pera yun eh. Hindi ko na ulit pa mag-attend. Ibi-bleep ko na lang yung brand name. Pero alam mo yun, there's a specific online store that sells anong tawag doon? Counterfeit designer designer clothes.
Mm-mm.
Na some people actually buy. And I don't mind. Kasi hello, hindi naman ako purist na hindi ako namimirata. Like, nagda-download akong torrent, nanonood ako sa hindi Netflix at sa hindi Apple TV. Alam mo yun? Pero parang if it hits, parang I guess this hits home kasi I'm also a part of the design or artist community somehow. Parang I'm also an artist, so parang ba't ka natatawa? Hindi ba ako artist? Si Liz natatawa. Actually, hindi ko kinoconsider yung sarili ko na artist.
Bakit
pero kasi
ka sure?
Parang kung designer ako, I guess a part of me is also an artist. Parang ganun. Pero hindi ako entirely an artist. Pero alam mo yun, parang I'm hurt for the people na nakakopy yung mga design nila. So parang they actually sell those designs for parang na hindi naman necessarily mahal, pero binibenta nila yun kasi based on their the craft that they do, diba? Or the worth of the things that they do. Pero ito, kinukopya, tapos nire-reproduce. So parang, I don't know how to feel about them. So I don't buy. That's why I don't buy. So parang, even though it's cheap, I don't get from that shop. And also, hindi din ako ma-online shopping. So, oo, yun. Except for IKEA ngayon. Ayun. Oo. So, kayo ba, sa damit? Sige, unahin muna yung damit.
I actually used to buy from Shane at some point. Kasi na-discover ko siya during the pandemic.
I
used to buy from, buy from them. Kasi okay. I bought, but like the only things I've ever bought from them were pajamas lang. Kasi, parang, syempre during the pandemic, I was like trying to invest in, like, what to wear at home instead of like mag t-shirt lang ako in shorts para naman, diba? But then when I found out nga about the issue with them, dun ako naging mas conscious na like, okay, I'm not gonna buy from them anymore. Parang I also deleted the app rin.
Yes.
I advocate for
the artist community.
No,
because
it is really bad. It's really bad.
Totoo naman. Totoo naman.
I have a lot of friends rin who are a lot more conscious now about where they source their clothes. Kasi parang we're very much trying to advocate for like fast, anti-fast fashion basically, which is what Shein is for. So in that regard, dun ako naging less, parang mas naging conscious today ako. And so therefore, I buy clothes. I would try to buy clothes from stores or shops that advocate for not fast fashion.
Gets a man.
So in that respect, if convenient or cheap ang usapan, definitely not cheap.
Mm-mm.
Convenient tayo. Although,
And rightful, I suppose. Ethical.
Oh, dapat na. Ethically ethical. Speaking, dapat go for convenient and not just cheap.
Totoo naman.
Although, I feel like they're Uniqlo. Essentially, Uniqlo supposed to be considered cheap clothing. Dapat cheap siya.
Third world country lang talaga yung Pilipinas.
Third world country, yun lang talaga. Yun lang talaga yung problema natin.
Totoo naman. Oo nga, totoo naman. Totoo.
So yun. I feel like Uniqlo is one of those exceptions sa parang
hello.
Convenient and cheap.
Yung Uniqlo kaya yung bench tsaka pen shop ng Pilipinas. Ay, ng Japan.
Yeah.
Oh, diba?
Tayo lang talaga yung problema dito, guys.
Okay naman.
Tayo yung problema.
Okay naman sa...
Sige, gaslight natin yung mga Pilipino para makancel yung podcast na to. Sige.
Kasi okay naman kasi sana yung bench at pen shop eh. Pero kasi di ba pag may nakita ka ng maganda dun sa bench or sa pen shop, tapos pagkuha mo, pag tingin mo ng likod, biglang may malaking dragon. Or biglang may skull.
Hoy, respeto naman sa mga designer ng bench at pen shop. Pero I guess dati yun.
Ay, di na ba kayaan? And then, di ko naman...
Sometimes I buy.
I don't say na they're bad. Di lang siya, I guess, fit sa taste ako. Sige,
so,
yun lang.
Gets it, tama na. Oh. We don't cancel the brand.
We don't cancel
that. We don't cancel
di ko lang type yan.
We don't...
Eventually,
kung na-wag na, wag na din. Sabi ko nga sa last episode, dapat si Lenny. Ulitin ko ulit dito. Magpa-register kayo. Uy, ikaw na nakikinig. Ay, hindi tapos pala yung registration sa release nito. Pero bumoto kayo ng tama. Ayun. Anyway, ikaw ba, Liz? How about you? What's your take?
Hindi rin ako sanay bumili daw yung sobrang cheap.
Nadamit. Yes.
Damit.
Okay.
Mostly kasi parang usually kasi bad yung experience ko din from buying
clothes online? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Hindi, kahit sa mga ano, sa Changi. Parang usually, sobrang nipis o kaya parang kapag pinawisan, yung hindi siya natutuyo.
Kasi yung baskil, sobrang baskil.
Oo. Yung kapag binaskil ka ng 10 a.m. hanggang 6 p.m.
Oh my God. nagbarka na dun sa ano kilikili.
So, parang may mga ganun na line, pero parang kunyari pambahay, parang sure bibili ako dun. Tig to 20 pesos na shorts pambahay, diba? Kasi sobrang sabay ko lang naman susuotin eh. So okay lang. Pero kapag yung mga pantalon or shirt na susuot mo outside or kahit actually, sa sapatos, usually, dun ka mag-suspend.
Nang mahal.
Nang, pero for it. Ano, imbes naman, parang kunyari sa pantalon, hindi naman ako mag-suspend ng sobrang mahal para sa pantalon or kahit sa bag.
Sa sapatos, kanya.
Parang, sa sapatos. Parang, hindi siya practical kasi nag-wear out siya.
Wear out, yeah.
Wear out siya.
Oo. So, hindi rin...
Advisable.
Parang hindi advisable na yung ROI mo.
Oo, tsaka parang susungkitin lang yun ng kapitbahay sa inyo. So, parang wag na lang bumili naman. Pero get, actually, agree ako sa sapatos. Yung mga sapatos ko lasts for, like sneakers at least, lasts for 2-3 years. Kasi hindi din ako ganong malabas. Or parang kapag lumalabas ako, dalawa lang actually sapatos ko, white and brown. Wala akong iba ng sapatos, yun lang talaga. Hindi, yung workout shoes. Pero sobrang tagal kong gumamit ng sapatos.
Wary eh. So, naglalakad ka nga mula ako ba hanggang Laguna.
Hindi naman ako pasad-sad kasi. Hindi naman ako hanggang Morayta. Yes, throwback to episode 0. Pero, I mean, hindi naman ako pasadsad lumakad. Maayos naman ako maglakad. So, yung sapatos na paprotect ko naman. But, yun. So, how about sa food? Yan.
Ayan, food, kayo willing ba? To go cheap. Definitely willing to go cheap.
Okay. Matikman lang lahat, no? Uh-huh. Kasi ako din, same. AJ, ikaw, dahil ikaw nag-propose ng topic na
food. Oh, sobrang guilty pleasure ko ang McDonald's. Well, fast food, medyo, tinatry ko lahat. Pag may bagong fast food, kakain ako dyan. Pero number one talaga kasi McDonald's for me. I try to, in moderation, pero pag ano talaga eh, pag nagki-crave, ganyan. Tapos, pero in general, yun, so that's one. Pero in general, I also want na kumain din ng tama.
Mm-mm, get some man.
Yeah. Take,
ayun.
Oh, real food is much, as much as possible.
Okay. So anong paborito mong fast food?
Ha. Fries? McDonald's fries and cheeseburger.
Totoo? Same. Sige. Yan din yung tatanong natin yan sa Twitter. Ano 'yun? Ano, Krisha? Ano sa iyo?
Same. Yan ang standard order ko. As in cheeseburger with medium fries. Tapos yung drink. Usually Coke, pero lately nag-Coke Zero na lang. Yeah, Coke Zero. Hindi ako mag-guilty.
Effective ba yung Coke Zero? Effective ba yung Coke Zero? Wala ba talaga
siya? Less calories. So, definitely. Yeah. Zero.
Ah, less calories.
Oo, yun kasi binibilang ko.
Yep,
calories. Oo nga, tama naman.
Max Spicy, McDo, baka naman.
Oh my God, Max Spicy is the best.
Spicy. Oh my God, gusto ko mag... Hala, may nilabas pala akong manok kaninang tanghali pa. Hindi ko pa rin, hindi ko pa rin naluluto. Hala. Wait lang. Sige. Mamaya, okay lang. Wala, nandun na yun. Isang buong manok pa naman yung nilabas ko. Pero sana matagal siyang natunaw kasi hindi naman ganun kainit today. Kanina pang alas dos yun. Nakakatawa. Anyway, how about you, Liz? Ikaw, Liz, anong paborito mong fast? Hindi, anong take mo sa pagkain? Convenient or cheap?
Siyempre, both the convenience okay. and cheap. Parang, pag special occasion, pero okay lang gumastos. Pero, hindi ka, parang may ceiling ka din eh. On
sa pagkain.
Gano'ng ka mahal yung isuspend mo
for Liz, may bahay na eh.
Kunyari,
may si Davi ceiling, Liz?
Iba kasi, kailangan isipin.
Dapat may limitations ka din.
Susunod na araw nakakain ka.
Tama na. Get sa man. Ako ginagawa ko, yung tinatransfer okay ko sa... Ay, sorry.
Fast food. Hindi, I mean, as sasabihin ko sana, parang yung sa sinabi ni AJ na kung gusto niya ng hindi fast food, para naman may kainin ka na hindi...
Real na food.
Medyo healthy naman. Parang yung route na magkarindari ako, parang okay din naman. Parang
Redgate. Gets.
Hi, Redgate.
Oh my God, dami sunawin yung Redgate. So, kaming apat kasi nagtrabaho sa Poblacion, sa Burgos specifically. Tapos, wala lang, namiss lang namin yung karinderya na malapit dun, yung Redgate. Krisha, bumibili ka ba sa Redgate?
Oo, syempre. Hindi ako nagbabaon eh. So, dun talaga ako bumibili. Lalo na pag Friday.
May hindi bumibili sa Redgate. Hindi bumibili si Jay. Iniisip ko talaga yung scene, hindi bumibili sa... Kumakain ka naman AJ, di ba? Ikaw pa nga nagsabi
ngayon. Oo, ako... okay. Ako nga yung nag-promote itong bago nila ang product line nila. Yung, ano yun, yung top silog, yes. Saka yung sisig silog paggabi.
Wow! Oo nga, shit. Yung sobrang maano, maraming oil.
Convenient and cheap. Totoo. Maraming oil.
Totoo. Actually, convenient hindi siya convenient. Hindi din siya cheap. Pero anyway, get ko. anyway. So, dahil napag-usapan dati itong mga to, like, from the iPhone, from the clothes that we buy, from the gadgets that we actually purchase, at yung mga AirPods, at itong fast food, ano yung takeaway natin? Like, why would you go, when do you go convenient and when do you go cheap? Sige, Krisha, ikaw naman mauna. Daily stand-up talaga to. Okay.
Well, yeah, for me, like, always rule of thumb, if there is a cheap option, go for it. Because you can always find convenience in cheap things, naman, just as long as you do your research. As in, make sure you know what you're getting into, you know what your ROIs are going to be after.
Naks naman yung ROIs. Yes! Totoo naman. Sige, ikakopy na lang kita dun sa takeaway na yun kasi same. Okay. Nagtipid na oras. Ikaw naman, AJ. Ikaw, how about you?
Yeah, I would say the same. Just parang don't sacrifice yung mga things na just because it's cheap. Kasi it might cost you more later on. Like, mm-hmm. yung example ko nila with na laging nasisira or parang alam mo palitan palagi dahil ang mura niya. So, if you can buy the more expensive one, if it means like being convenient and not, like buy, you actually buy the peace of mind then. So,
there's like... Tsaka lumipad kayo sa smart. Biglang pinromote yung kumpanya. Kasi mas mure promo namin. Anyway, oh, tapos AJ.
Yun lang. Noted real.
Walang nakasmart sa ating apat. Oh my god, binanggit ka, hindi ako nakasmart. Globe ako.
Oh yun, ano. Ay, smart ka na, Liz.
Pang internet.
Appy-aliti ka, Liz.
Hindi. As in, bumili ako ng smart na mobile.
SIM yung Rocket card, Rocket SIM ba yan?
As in, SIM card para sa data.
Nice. So, gagamit ka ng Giga Life app. Oh my God! Okay, nice yan. Okay, sige. Dahil ikaw yung salta, ano yung takeaway mo for this episode?
Takeaway ko, go with you more convenient route kapag it makes sense to you. Siyempre, parang nasa... para sa idea ng pagiging inclusive. Yes. Kapag hindi mo naman, I mean, kapag, syempre, kung magsa-struggle ka everyday para nabilhin yung something, go with yung cheaper. Parang, isipin mo rin kung parang ma-affect pa yung lifestyle mo when you spend this much for something. So, yun yung takeaway ko. Parang, balance lang on, like, what do you have to sacrifice to pay for this? With, like, ano yung makukuha mo from
gets. Tsaka ano, actually, maganda yung sinabi ni... Actually, ang takeaway ko lang dito ay yung sinabi ni Krisha earlier, yung research. Kasi I actually do that. Nagko-compare and contrast ako ng dapat kong bilhin or parang pwede kong mabili naman in the future na hindi ko pa afford ngayon. Alam mo yun? Pero afford ko na ngayon kasi hello. Bibili ako sa IKEA mamaya. Joke lang, hindi ko afford ngayon. Pinipilit ko lang. Ayun. Pero yun, research talaga. Sobrang important nun. And it helped me a lot build my room then as well, like since this pandemic, di ba? Yes. I transferred to a different bodies. House. Oh, yes, hello mga team kahoy, mga team puti. Ayun. So, I guess that ends our conversation on convenient or cheap. Thank you very much for joining me again. Ano mga pangalan niyo? Krisha, Liz and AJ. Ayan. So, kung meron kayo mga bagay na gusto nyo i-compare, i-tweet for cloud pero takot kayong makancel or ideas, give us a DM sa Twitter or IG at PickaStruggleph. That's PickaStruggleph. And also follow our podcast collective, TheBunkPH on Twitter at TheBunkPH. That's TheBunkPH. Take note po na ang mga opinion namin ay pahong mga preference lamang. So, tandaan nyo yan. Huwag nyo kami i-cancel, please. Joke lang. Ayan. And again, I'm Riel. At ito ang mga problema namin at ng iba na baka problema nyo din. Ito ang...
Pick a struggle.
A struggle. Sabayan nyo naman ako. Sino ba yan eh? Ayan. Thank you guys. Okay na. Salamat.